Hi, I'm Fabien Cerutti, the creator of Bastard of Kosigan series, and you're listening to the greatest Neverwinter Night podcast in the world, and the only one, too.
Someone give me a tankard! This is going to get good!
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey, I'm Jay, a.k.a. Navinka Naroda.
And I'm Trey, a.k.a. Ashercon Zelo.
And I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
This is episode 42.
The first episode of 2008.
Yay!
Ooh. Wait, did
anybody bring the champagne bottle?
We made it into a new year.
I drank champagne last night.
Ah, cheater. You drank it without us, can you believe that?
Well, actually, it wasn't for this. It was my daughter's birthday, so we took her and a friend to see the off-Broadway play Annie, and we stayed behind and got to meet all the cast, and they had a champagne toast at the end of it because it was opening night, so we got champagne. So it was kind of cool.
Wow, can I make a comment? They toasted champagne with an 8-year-old.
The 8-year-old did not get champagne. They got apple juice instead.
Sparkling?
I don't know. I didn't try any.
Aww. Probably.
I had sparkling apple juice New Year's night.
Did you?
There you go. I sat next to a lady and her daughter at the show who also thought Wicked was awesome.
Oh.
That was their favorite, was Wicked. So
I saw Annie back when Fred Flintstone was putting the production on in New York City.
Did you say Fred Flintstone?
Yeah. Because it's been so many years.
Alrighty then.
Mr. Slake and the Cogsworks Cogs was one of the major sponsors of the play.
Yeah, absolutely. Pebbles was the orphan.
Okay.
So have y'all been into our forums lately?
I've been in there working on interviews, but I haven't been able just staying up with the
I've been in there just
general discussion. We got to notice some of the things you've been playing around with. The Never-Ending Story.
Playground.
One night I was just messing around and thinking, hey, what are some, you know, some things we can do to get people to come to the forums more? And I came across this idea of having a never-ending story. And so I posted a link. I'm sorry, I posted a thread. And, you know, I gave it some rules. You can do 7 words at a time. And each person would take turn building a story. And so far, it's been kind of fun.
I participated.
So you want me to read where the story's at so far?
Sure.
No, I'll let the listeners come to the forums and read it.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, you're trying to get
the
them
point
to come.
Of it is to bring them to come to the forums.
But to give you a taste, I'll read the last paragraph. The white stag stopped laughing and just looked up at the squirrel in amazement, dropping his nuts. The squirrel felt chills. Suddenly and without warning, the great stag attacked. 5 minutes into the fight, the squirrel transforms into an incredibly beautiful and dangerous war priestess named Cherry 2000.
You need to tell everybody that only the rules of writing the story is only 7 words can be added at a time.
Exactly.
So
I just read a paragraph where that was probably put together by 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's kind of fun. If you like writing a story seven words at a time, check it out.
I started another one over on another forum, and it's 3 words at a time.
So, we got any Neverwinter Nights related stuff?
Kind of. I have
That's Neverwinter Nights. That's storytelling.
I have a little bit of shout out to do.
Hey,
this go, this, this go, Josh and Chad at Westgate 8 Movie Theater in Topeka, Kansas, are listeners of Never Winter Nights podcast, and I will do a very brief story about how this occurred. My daughter was working. She went to pick up the bank receipts from the Westgate Theater, and these two young gentlemen were talking about Never Winter Nights 2 and Never Winter Nights podcast, and my daughter heard my nickname and said, "Hey, I know her. She's my mom." And they were like, "Oh, no way." And so Josh and Chad, hi there. Thanks for listening.
That's cool.
See, now, where was this? This was in Kansas City?
This was in Topeka, Kansas at the Westgate 8 movie theater.
Hey, we got some pretty good feedback on the last episode where we had, you know, Monty as one of our hosts, as a guest host. Enoa4, Ernie Noah, said that he's listened to 3/4 or more of the podcast, and it's been excellent. But he was embarrassed to say that he didn't know much about Monty prior to some emails that he exchanged with Michelle. But he was thrilled to learn that a member of the community has made a leap from hobby to profession, and congratulated Mr. Marklin.
That episode was a lot of fun.
Ernie's a nice guy.
I like what FFBJ said. He said, smooth as volcanic glass, obsidian.
I get it.
That was a very sweet post. I even thanked him for that. I was really blown away.
Okay, any other feedbacks we want to mention?
No, I did want to say that I hope everybody had a fun and safe holiday and a Merry Christmas. And now we're into the new year, so we're kicking off this year. And I look forward to the interview we've got for this show.
We're going to try some new sounds for this for the new year, right?
Well, so you've already should have noticed that our intro was different. Wait till I hear the closing.
Ooh. And everybody, please let us know what you think about the new music and give us your feedback. Oh, hey, I was looking through our WordPress links. You know how anybody that links to us will show up in our WordPress,
right,
on the back end. We got three different ones that showed up, and then, of course, Michelle, I'll let you talk about the fourth one.
Okay.
I guess our interview with Fabian,
mm-hmm,
who is the maker of Le Bâtard de Cascon.
Bastards of Kosigan.
They were just waiting for me to...
I knew that was coming.
I know.
Anyway,
I totally got quiet on purpose.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure that mispronunciation was really clear.
And who did it?
Hey, got to have some fodder for our bloopers.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have put a link on their website to us. We appreciate that. Also, Nalancer's blog. Nalencer has linked to us.
Yeah, his mod tool in development looks pretty good.
And also Ravenloft mod has linked to us. Theirs is called Lost in Loft.
And that's Jason Roy.
Okay, cool.
Doing the Ravenloft module.
Excellent. And then I guess, Michelle, you want to tell us about the fourth one?
And the development blog for Stygius, the Stygian Supremacy and Prelude. You've been added to ours, which is all of us anyway.
And now for the news. And now for the news. We're going to be doing the news a little bit different. Instead of giving you long dissertations that you can read online yourself, we're just going to give you some headlines, and then you can go check them out, our show notes. So with that, here's the news. NASDAQ sends second warning to Atari that they will be delisted if they do not have more than $15 million in stock by April 2008.
Never Winter Nights 2, Mysteries of Westgate, movie and coverage at IGN, and we will have the link posted for that as well.
Also, CNET News is reporting that World of Warcraft and Neverwinter Nights, the original, have won Emmys for the technology and engineering at the CES show in Las Vegas. That's Consumer Electronics Show. So, Michelle, who do we have for our interview this episode?
This episode, we have Fabian Cerruti. He is the module creator of, in Neverwinter Nights 1, The Bastards of Kosigan. There is a part 1, which is Exile to the West, part 2, Bastards of Kosigan, and part 3 is in French already, but is being translated and being released on the Vault sometime next month, which is Revelations and Blood and Tears, which are two modules being put together to finish off the series.
Cool. So did you have fun doing that interview?
You know, I am so very impressed with him. I asked him to do the interview, and he says, well, you know, my English isn't the best, but hey, I'm going to give it a shot. And he did, and I had no problems understanding him. He may have a little problem with me because I speak fast sometimes. But
no way.
No way. Seriously. And but we meshed really well. We did a good job, and he was very informative. I didn't have a problem understanding him. I hope nobody else does, because I think he did a fabulous job, and he was very brave to do it. And if you've noticed out there, we are becoming quite international. We've been bringing a lot of different countries and interviews, and I have one from Sweden next week. So,
oh, wow.
And one from Canada.
Okay, so with that, here's the interview.
Here with Fabian Cerruti from Paris, France. Yay! And he has done the modules Exile of the West, Bastards of Kosigan, and soon to be released Revelations. Correct?
Yeah, that's right. And Blood and Tears, too, with, along with Revelation.
Oh, okay. Well, more to play.
Two,
fantastic.
Two models.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're a busy guy.
No, that's just that Revelation is just a very small mod, about 2 hours long playing. So I reunited it with a more long model.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your work, hobbies, where you're from, which I already told you where you're from.
I'm French. I'm afraid I'm French. And I'm afraid I'm an history teacher too, but I'm a cool history teacher, and I'm doing that job for 12 years now, and I live near Paris in a town called Taverny, which is about the same military importance than Denver in the United States, because there is sort of NORAD in this town. My hobbies are essentially playing role-playing games and drinking beers with my friends. I don't know if I can say that.
But sure you can.
I do. I've been a game master and player of role-playing games since about 25 years now. Yeah, it's a long time. I like especially, I don't know if you know Amber, a role-playing game. You know Amber?
Yes? No, I don't
From
think so.
Zelazny's books?
Yeah, I don't think Roger. So.
You don't know them?
I don't have a pen and paper history with,
That's too bad. It's really a good thing to do. You should try. It's really excellent when you play with friends. It's excellent.
Truly.
So that's it.
The Ultima series got me into RPGs, and Neverwinter Nights introduced me to the D&D rules. So.
Yeah. It's a very rich world. People you meet playing this sort of games are nearly always very intelligent people, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, that's good.
I do, I agree. Back when I was in high school, people who played D&D, pen and paper, were considered, well, outcasts, nerds, et cetera. Well, now these same people are running the world.
Of course. But in France, those people were not outcasts because they were doing things, you know, strange and a little sort of rebel,
mm-hmm.
outlaw look. They sound a bit special, so they were not outcasts at all. They were famous
fantastic.
In school. Yeah.
When did you start modding in Neverwinter Nights?
At the end of well, wait a minute. 2002.
Not long after it came out.
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, at the end of the year 2002, and. It was really difficult because I never scripted before. And it took a few weeks to try to understand how to open the door or to make some character, some NPC disappear. It was very hard to do. But I liked it and I went on. I often copied the scripts I found in other mods, I must admit.
Well, whatever works. I mean, it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
Could you give us some background on the Bastards of Kosigan, the series, and how you meshed real world history with the fantasy?
Yeah, that's the first idea was to make real life enter in the game and in the Dungeon and Dragon world. I'm more than 30 years old, and so I wanted to make best people. And no, sorry for the listeners who were. it was really important to make something that has a real taste, a real description, situations, motivation of characters, and human relationships, and adult dialogues and fights and so on. It was very important for me to try to make this mixed. The aim was to make a real link between the player and his character. I want the player to love his character and nearly to consider that the character is some part of himself and not only mere figures or stats you are proud of, but a real character you love and not only a list of magical items or something like this. even if I like magical items. But I thought you can have boss in the game. You can have a pleasure with a lot of magical stuff, X points, fights, and so on. And at the same time, something more deep in it and more interesting in it. That's what I thought, and that's what I tried. That's how I tried to, as you say, meshed real world, mesh to mesh real world and history and fantasy. So I've got, I've invented a sort of an original 14th century world with chivalry, noblemen, true kingdoms and duchy and county, and of course very important Catholic Church with very active Inquisition. But also along with the dragons and who live in the Auvergne Mountains, and some dwarven kingdoms in Scandinavia, and some elven principalities that have been forced to go deep in some forest reservation, and legendary monsters and so on. So I try to mix fantasy and history, and I think it works a bit.
Oh, you definitely accomplished it. And I'm going to tell everybody, I have played these modules, and I played them probably a year and a half or two ago. And the third one is about to be released in translation in English, two of them actually. And yeah, he truly did accomplish this, and the character is quite endearing. I hardly ever play a male character, and I played this module, both of them, twice. So that just proves that you accomplished your feat, and he is quite endearing. He has so much depth, and he walks his own path, kind of. Yeah. There are some scenarios where he's kind of guided, but he makes his decisions.
I wanted to have a difference between my different modules. You won't have this, if you play it, you won't leave the same situation again and again and again. No,
right.
It's absolutely not that. And you will meet different situations, different type of challenge, and that's very important to me, to change the point of view of the players from time to time. Sometimes it's a sort of straight line. I don't know, when the character has little choice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the character have really a lot of choice, and at those time the choice he makes will change the end of the whole story, and even the next story will be changed according to what you will choose in 1 month. I don't know if I explained me correctly, and I apologize for my awful English.
I understood you, and you are correct. Every action that you go through and choices you make do affect your ending in this game. It will affect you going from the first module to the second one also.
Yeah, that's it.
I did export the same character. I played the same character all the way through, and twice. I'm notorious for that.
And soon thrice.
Yes, absolutely. I actually, when the other ones get translated into English, and thank you so much for doing that, I feel like I was able to participate in a fantastic module that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to.
Thank you very much.
Your English is way better than my French.
you should have heard me speaking Russian, but I can't there. But I'm much better.
Well, you'll totally lose me if you start doing that. I do know a little Romanian.
Yeah. Really? Yes, Italian, you mean?
Romanian.
Italian?
From Romania.
Romanian. Whoa.
Yes. I lived there for a year, and I did pick up quite a bit of the language, but I did the similarity between Romanian and Italian is amazing. They use a lot of the same words, same phrases, and it's the languages are very similar.
Yeah. It's funny hearing people speaking very strange and strange languages, and I particularly like it. You lived 1 year in Romania?
Yes.
Romania? Oh, mm-hmm. Great.
Yep, in 1997.
You were there to interview Neverwinter, but you had first to find him.
Okay, well, no.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, that was funny. That was good. Neverwinter Nights wasn't out yet. Are there any other projects you've participated in?
Aside of the Bastard of Kosigan project, I would say no and yes. I would say no. because they are known, but I would say yes because for the Bastard of Kosigan, I've made I've worked on some other project with friends.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for the prestige classes, the two prestige classes for the Bastard of Kosigan, the Errant Knight and the Mercenary Spy. That are two powerful classes, very well suited for the Bastard of Kosigan campaign. I worked with Leviathan, who was a French creator too of for Neverwinter Night. He did a 3 planescape mod for Neverwinter Night, and so we've got this project and another one with the les frères Baudrons Brothers. Baudrons Brothers have made the movies of for the Bastard of Kosigan. Have you seen them, the introduction and ending movies?
Yes, I have.
Yes?
Yes.
It's really good work. It's an excellent work they did for the Bastard project.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the exceptional authorization of Carol Tatum, with a great singer of Angels of Venice, to use some of her musics, and she agreed, and that was good, and I used a lot of her musics
mm-hmm.
in my mods, and
that
contribute to make them great.
Yes, yeah. The music was beautiful.
Yeah. About a different project, I must say that doing this and trying to translate it is an amazing project, and it's really
going to my next question. Yeah. Modules did start in your native language, French, of course. Is it a long process to have them translated into English?
No, it's not long. It's awfully long.
Awfully long.
Yeah, really. You know, we began as soon as 2004,
mm-hmm.
And it was first an Italian player, Kailiden, the name is Kailiden, who told me that I should translate them, and I told him that my English is poor and it would be absolutely terrible, so he volunteered to try and do it. He worked about 10 months on the Bastard of Kosigan.
Wow.
And he did about maybe 60-70% of the first module translation during this period. 9 months for that, it is very long. And after him, there have been more than 20 different other volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people were just going away saying, no, it's too difficult to do it yourself. And it was really hard to find people who wanted to continue the chain to try and translate everything. And it was really, 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 really hard. I will tell you why better. But at the end, Ginny Swanton appeared. And she was my savior for that. Really, she was my savior. She took the second mud because the first one was finished. Mm-hmm. But the second mud, Exile of the West, was you should ask her, but it is incredibly difficult to translate. And she is at the translation since 2 years now, and she really works hard on it, really, really works hard on it. And she succeeded. I really thought it was impossible to translate Exile of the West. I really thought it was impossible, but she did it. She did it.
Fabulously.
It was incredible. And now she is working on, we are working together, but especially her, but I try to help her as much as I can for Revelation and Blood and Tears.
Mm-hmm.
But I must tell you about the difficulties of translation. It's really much harder than a book, and it's really much harder than nearly any other mod. I will try to explain why. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, just a moment.
We can cut this part out.
Hello, New York. Yes, you can sell everything. Yes. Now, goodbye. Excuse me.
I actually might keep that in.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
No, actually, it was just, I don't know the name, an alarm to say me it's time to go and get children, but it's not really time.
Okay.
But, we've got about 20 minutes more.
Okay.
So, I was trying to explain why it is so hard to translate. It's harder than a book, because in a book you must restructure the passages. You can change the order of the sentences and so on. In a module, you cannot do that. You must translate sentence by sentence. And
oh,
of course, sometimes it sounds a bit heavy, and sometimes it can sound awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as fluid as it should be, because the translator is forced to translate sentence by sentence.
Right.
And that's a real difficulty. And my mods are especially difficult to translate, because one of the great force of those mods in French is the flavor, the taste of the dialogues.
Mm-hmm.
I often use various expressions, accents, German, English, the grumblement of the half orcs, and so on.
Yeah, the German accent was very well done.
Yeah, it was for hard to translate, of course.
Oh, I bet.
The flavor is hard to translate, and more. You know, when you make dialogues with a lot of choices. When you translate one sentence, you must be sure that it sounds good with all the sentences before that can lead to this sentence.
Right.
Because,
make sure they're all cohesive.
Yeah, exactly. If there are many, many dialogue lines, and sometimes, often, lines are crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And, at this, you know, in this sentence where the dialogue lines are crossing, it's very hard that to make a good translation, because it must fit to all these previous sentences. I don't know if you understand what
yes,
I mean.
Yes, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, really? I know it's hard to explain. I'm sorry. And of course, there are thousands of descriptions, big strings, and viciously hidden French word that hides themselves everywhere in the modules. It's awful. It's awful. Bravo, Ginny. Bravo, Ginny. I'm sure she will hear of this interview, and I say bravo, Ginny. Excellent work.
I agree, and thank you very much, because I got to enjoy it also.
Yeah.
Will you be making the transition from Neverwinter Nights 1 to Neverwinter Nights 2?
No. Actually, I don't think so, because when I will be ready, Neverwinter Nights 2 will be probably forgotten. I have another project, you know, a comic project. And
yes, I do, and we have that question coming up.
yeah, okay. I'm working on this project, and when I will be back to computer creation, I think Neverwinter Night 2 will be forgotten. Maybe some of my friends send me images of a new game, which is Witcher, I think.
I just finished it.
Yeah, really?
Fantastic game. Yes.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. And I think this, the visuals and the way it works seems to fit better what I can and what I want to do with a computer story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah, The Witcher actually is very fantastic. It is a wonderful game and very long. And a lot of choices, a lot of conscious decisions. I very much enjoyed it.
I think they just copy on the best out of Kosigan.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
You might want to check on that. Well, I guess my question, have you played Neverwinter Nights 2 or Mask of the Betrayer yet? We've already gotten our answer.
that's right. I just began Neverwinter Nights 2. It was not so awful than some people told me. It was good, I think.
Mask of the Betrayer is far better.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Oh, so I will probably try it when I can catch some time to do it. I had a lot of projects around and I had no time to play for the moment, but maybe later. Yeah.
Well, since we brought up the comic book and I saw on your website after I got the French to English translation. You have a comic book coming out on Bastards of Kosigan.
did you find the did you see the pages and
oh,
the
yes,
drawers?
Oh yes, I did. Very, very high quality, very well done. I wish maybe you can send us at Neverwinter Night Podcast an English translated version of your comic book.
Why not? Yes, I think Ginny will want to do it first, but it would be good. At the beginning, actually, it was one of my other fan friends. The name was Edouard Chevet Dayton, and it was one of the fan of the Bastard of Kosigan, and he became a friend now. And he got the idea to make a comic book from these stories. And when he told me that, I found something in me, some little bell, ling, 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 ling. my heart told me that's what you want to do in your life. You want to write stories for comic books. And so I took my pen. And I tried to make a whole new story of the Bastard of Kosigan, and that's it. We've got a complete new story of the Bastard of Kosigan that takes place before the first episode, chronologically speaking. And we found a marvelous Polish drawer. You saw his drawings.
Yes.
The name is Maciek Mazur. Maciek Mazur. And he makes really excellent drawings. And Bert is a professional drawer, so he has a great lot of works. And the project is on the air since 2 years now. And we will try to give the project to main editors in January 2008.
Ah, just next month.
Yes. Yeah, we will try.
And if Jeannie does an English version of it, I would be happy to have it.
you will.
If
we go so far that the question of translating it in English comes to be true, then you can be sure you will have one, Michelle.
Fantastic! Yay! You have to sign it.
If any editor is interested in the United States and hear us, just call me.
Well, you know what? If it does really well there's a good chance that it could do well here. So
maybe. Why not?
So what have been your favorite games as far as RPGs?
It's a bit hard to say. I liked a lot of different games. You speak about computer games or pen games?
Well, pretty much computer games. But if you want to talk pen and paper, you can do that also.
I won't do much about pen because I just told that the best one was Umber.
Right.
And Umber RPG. This is a pure jewel. Excellent with it's pure role playing. Even fights are role playing, and it's great, wonderful. I like D&D too, of course, this one is peculiar, particular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so computer. I love a lot of some old games. Of course, Baldur's Gate. Mm-hmm.
Baldur's Gate, yeah.
Yeah, Planescape Torment was very good too. I'm a fan of the Fallout series. Fallout, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Good.
I'm a gaming chick.
It was a test to see if you hear me.
I'm a gaming just girl, trust me.
Yeah, really. Gaming makes people young and makes people intelligent, so it's good.
Thank goodness. Because I love the over 30 crowd.
Yeah, and what game do you like yourself?
My favorite games, Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines. Now, Witcher is in there also.
When you play Vampire, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No? That's great.
Yes.
You play Vampire? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one of my favorite games. It has a very buggy engine because the gaming company who put it out went under shortly after. But the community has made a ton of bug fixes for it, so there's still some support coming from just the community. And after all that, I actually was able to get through the game without crashing and... But the graphics are amazing. It came out in 2004. The story is amazing.
So I can play it now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can pick it up really cheap now. I think I picked it up at the store for like
$9. Interesting. Yeah.
Because it came out in 2004.
And that's why you only do your interview by night, because you can't bear the sunlight, is it?
Wait a minute. It's daytime for me.
Yeah. Yeah, for me too, I must admit.
It's only 9:30 in the morning.
Alright. I love a lot of other games too, like the Jagged Alliance series, which is very good too, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some action, more action games like Diablo, Warcraft, Starcraft, and something Homeworld too, even World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft for about a year and a half.
But only to be with my friends.
Right, same here. I played for a little while. I got to level 60 and quit.
Yeah, that's not really the stories. It's a beautiful game, of course, and it's fun to play with friends. But the stories are a little bit short.
Yes.
I don't know how to say.
Boring.
Yeah. sometimes. But you know, it's fun too. It's fun like Diablo to earn money to get more and more magical objects and so on. It's sort of a race for a treasure.
Yeah, I kind of call that pixel drugs.
Yeah. Yes, some sort of you can call it too. Yeah, like that.
Pixel addiction.
Yes, but it's hard to smoke.
Well, I haven't tried that. I think now that I've been warned, I'll stay away from it. Would you like to add any comments for our listeners?
Yes. First, thanks to you, Michelle, for your great broadcast.
Oh, well, thank you, and you're very welcome.
Make a kiss on the back of the hand. And thanks to all those who listened to me here, and thanks to all those who have played my mods. And I promise at least 10,000 gold pieces to all those who will now.
That That'd be pixelated gold pieces.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, I really appreciate it, Fabian. This was a fantastic interview. And I'd also like to tell the community, Neverwinter Nights 1 is not dead. There are some fantastic modules still out there. There are fantastic stories, and this is one of them that I would say is a definite must play. I will, however, warn it is mature content, and if you are sensitive to that, well, don't play. But
yes, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. There are mature situations in the game. I don't feel that they're really offensive, and a lot of it has a lot of reality and realistic, realistic content for the era. But like I said, if you are overly sensitive to mature ratings, then you're warned.
Yeah. And can I add something?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that especially since the release of Neverwinter Nights, there is something new in computer games. I mean that you cannot throw your game away 3, 4, or 5 years later, because thanks to the great mods of all the community, you can go and find some wonderful stories. Like books, you don't throw your old books. You can read them again. You can make them play to your friends. You can make them play to your children someday or the other. And there is something that can be more long than previous computer games. Previous computer games were to die after 2 years or 3 years. New games are not to die because of the community that works on them. That's it. I don't know if you understand.
I absolutely did, and I've actually conveyed this to our listeners before because I feel the same way. If it weren't for the players, you guys wouldn't be out there doing the modules. Player appreciation is needed. Please go out and vote and leave your comments, because this is what inspires them to keep doing what they're doing so that you can play for free.
Exactly.
Yes. Wonderful. And I'm a very big advocate of the community. I think the Neverwinter Nights community is one of the most amazing gaming communities I've ever experienced.
Great. Wonderful. Let's applause. Everybody! Good. That's a lot of people.
I thank you very much for coming to the interview, and I appreciate it. Even if you were worried about your English, I think you did a fabulous job. Please call us on Skype and leave a listener hello. Hear Fabian's.
we got one from Fabian, and we also got one from Tony and Dario.
And I got another one from Skunkin something, which is one of the top DM Master of the Year on Neverwinter Connections or something.
Really? He called into Skype?
Yep.
Oh, dude!
Also, please go to our Mod Spotlight page on our website. And we have provided you a unique way for you to promote your module in your own voice and music. Just answer the list of questions and record your mod spotlight in an MP3 file and send it to us, and we'll put you on the show.
If you have enjoyed this show and would like to help out, we recommend clicking on the PayPal donate link on our website. Placing a few gold pieces into the coffers will go a long way in supporting our efforts.
This is Trey.
And this is Jerry.
And Michelle.
Until next week.
Get in game. And level up, level up, level up, level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
How do I sound? I have my pop.
You sound fabulous, Trey.
I have a pop filter now.
This call is really? Being recorded.
Oh my god, this call's been recorded. I'm not saying anything else.
Okay, Jay's back.
Yep.
Just love it. I don't know why, but I sure do like those others. Jay, by the way, you did an awesome job on putting those together.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
That was very cool.
Yay!
Someone give me a tanker. This is going to be good.
Somebody give me a tanker.
Okay. Burn out! I'm a wild dog.
Oh, baby does it.
Do, 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 do.
Ring. Hello, Lucy.
Uh-oh.
What happened? She felt like a rather large brick had fallen on her.